So imagine that the blockade runner is a mountain, and you're going down the top of a mountain, rappelling down it on a rope and a harness, and you're just bouncing along the side of the windows. There's people looking at you from their rooms going, oh my gosh. There's helicopters going around. There's press everywhere. There's a big block party downstairs looking at you, cheering you on. You're promoting yourself, your kids, the community, and you're just basically getting a lot of buzz doing it.
That's Matt Carvin, the executive director of the Dream Center for Arts Education. Yes, he does want you to rappel down the side of the blockade runner. This fundraiser is called Over the Edge, and it's something different from the yearly gala Dreams has held for years that raises money for the program.
Right. Dreams Presents has traditionally been a gala, like a lot of organizations in town, a big fancy schmance thing. We decided to break from tradition this year and do something that involved the community more and was a little more exciting and showcased our kids more. Over the Edge is a company based out of Canada that works exclusively with nonprofits. And essentially what they do is they work with a nonprofit to set up a peer-to-peer fundraising event where you rappel off the side of a partner building, off the top of it. And we are partnering with the Blockade Runner this year. Anybody can be involved to literally get on a harness and to rappel over the top of this building and to do it for a good cause, to raise money for our kids. It's $1,000 to rappel. Anybody who can go to dreamspresents.org and click the register button, it's $100 to register. And what you do is you have the next several months to raise the rest of that $1,000 from friends and family who want to see you go down. You can also sponsor other people to do it. You can do things like I'm doing with my former executive director at Dreams, Tracy Wilk. We are going head-to-head to see who can raise the most money, and whoever raises the most money, the other person has to go down in a clown suit. So you can get really creative with some of these things. But it's only $1,000, and it's first come, first serve.
Okay, so if I wanted to do it, I work at WHQR. Could I promote WHQR on my way down? So I could wear my WHQR t-shirt and go down. And what is the limit, 90 people?
The limit is 90 people, yes.
So basically, a person who wants to promote themselves, promote their business, can come up with $1,000, do the rappelling, get lots of attention, and, you know, I bet they get a martini at the end or something.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a big block party down at the bottom with all the showcasing our kids' art and with performances and food trucks and that kind of stuff as well. And, yeah, there'll be a Liquid Courage kind of wrap-up, too.
You're hoping to raise a lot of money for the Dream Center through this fun event.
Mm-hmm.
For folks who don't know, you know, why should we raise money for the Dream Center? What's the Dream Center all about?
Well, Dreams is for children that maybe wouldn't normally have an opportunity to explore the arts. We provide free after-school programming for kids 8 through 18, and anything from pottery to musical theater to dance class to visual arts. And these kids are empowered by what they make. They sell their art. They make 100% of the profits. And 99% of our kids graduate from high school and go on to college. So we are expanding pretty rapidly. We just opened up a new space called the Dreams Garage, which allowed us to expand our programming by about 30%. Right now, we are accepting about 140 kids, whereas last year we were accepting about 90. So we need the funds to be able to increase that capacity. This is one of the reasons that we're doing that. We're also excited to be exploring new relationships with corporate partners. This is a great opportunity for businesses to be involved and to get some major exposure to their brand and to their brand in the community because of the wide level of media exposure this will get.
That was Matt Carvin, Executive Director of the Dream Center. Find out more about how you can rappel down the side of the Blockade Runner yourself at whqr.org.